Today, Governor Baker calls it a day. No foul play in the Longmeadow fire. Fake sanitizer, Westfield fishing scam, stuff the cruiser in Palmer, getting your tree home in one piece, and a police auction in Greenfield.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, here we all are, Thursday in Western Mass, and the calendar tells us it's December 2, 2021. We've had an eventful 24 hours, and I will distill it here for you right after the forecast. Today, early morning wintry mix to mainly rain showers and breezy, with once again kind of warm temperatures at 48 to 52 degrees. Tonight becoming partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 28 to 34. Governor Charlie Baker, two-term Republican, who at his peak was one of the most popular governors in the country, will not seek a third term, throwing wide open the 2022 race for the state's top political office after close to 2 years of managing through a global pandemic. Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido, who was widely considered to be the heir to the Baker political legacy, also has decided against a run for governor in 2022, dramatically reshaping the contest on the Republican side and perhaps clearing a path for Attorney General Maura Healey to enter the race on the Democratic side. The governor and lieutenant governor, in their statement, cited the need to focus on building an economic recovery as Massachusetts emerges from the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor would have been the first governor in recent memory to run for three terms. The last governor to serve 3 4-year terms was Michael Dukakis, though his terms were not consecutive. Westfield Police cautioning residents of a text phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, scam claiming to be from Massachusetts RMV. Now, the scam reportedly involves RMV customers receiving text messages claiming to be from the RMV. Now, these messages direct them to click on a provided link to update their personal identifying contact info. The police are warning residents to not open the link. Block the sender, mark it as spam, and delete it. Need I say, according to the RMV, they do not send text messages to customers asking for personal info. Now, any text message from the RMV would be a result of a customer who initiated a request or transaction. The Massachusetts RMV migrated their system November 13 and 14, which did temporarily shut online transactions down and state inspections as well. Consumers should be aware that the official RMV web address is mass.gov/RMV, and you can confirm that if you see the Mass state seal present. The RMV also says they do not charge fees for forms accessible on their website. State Attorney General Maura Healey has sued an Illinois-based company for selling fake hand sanitizer to school districts in Boston. Suit filed in Suffolk Superior Court, alleging that the School Health Corporation misled districts into purchasing $100,000 worth of their product last year. The company claimed the hand sanitizer could kill COVID and provide multi-hour barrier against the virus. Product was found not to have any of the key ingredients of hand sanitizer. None of the schools affected were in Western Mass, I'm happy to say. Enfield Police asking for the public's help in finding a woman wanted for 9 active warrants. Police are looking for Melissa Riley, who currently has 9 active warrants for her arrest, which totals $94,500 worth of bonds. The department posted the info on the social media, calling it Wanted Wednesday, and that features individuals wanted by the police. Now, if anyone has any info on Riley's whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact the Enfield Police Department, and they have a routine line set up for you at 860 area 763-6400, 763-6400. Okay, so you actually found a real Christmas tree and a price you could live with. Now, to get the thing home. Now, according to AAA, a study, nearly 1 in 5 real Christmas tree buyers reported having a tree fall off or out of their vehicle when trying to get it home. AAA adds that 44% of Americans admit to transporting a tree using unsafe methods, such as tying the tree to the roof of the car without using a roof rack, or placing the tree in the bed of their pickup truck unsecured. so that you don't cause harm to your own vehicle or, worse, create a road hazard for someone else, AAA has some tips to get old Tenenbaum home. Come prepared. Bring strong rope or nylon ratchet straps, an old blanket, and gloves. Wrap and cover it. Now, once you've found the perfect tree, have the lot wrap it in netting before loading it. Loose branches can also be secured with rope or twine to help protect the tree from damage. Protect your vehicle. Before loading the tree, cover the roof with an old blanket to prevent scratches to the paint and protect the car from damage. Trunk first. Place the tree on the roof rack or in the bed of the truck with the tree trunk facing the front of the car. If the vehicle does not have a roof rack and is large enough, place the tree inside. Secure it. Tie down the tree at the bottom, center, and top using strong rope or nylon ratchet straps. Avoid using the nylon offered by many tree lots. Use fixed vehicle tie-down points and loop the rope or strap around the tree trunk above a branch to prevent any side-to-side or front-to-rear movement. Tug test. Once you got it tied down, give the tree several strong tugs from various angles to make sure it's secured in place and is not going to come loose. And finally, nice and easy, drive slowly and take back roads if possible. Higher speeds can create significant airflow that can damage the tree or even challenge the best tie-down methods. Santa's Elves of Palmer will hold its annual Stuff the Cruiser event on Saturday, December 4, upcoming from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Palmer Police Station, that's 4417 Main Street. Lori Chiaccia, who organizes the toy drive, is asking the public to bring new unwrapped toys for children ages 2 and up. The Santa's Elves Stuff the Cruiser event, sponsored by the Palmer Lions Club, DeMores Automotive, and Tables on the Farm. The ongoing joint investigation into last week's fire at the Maple Center Shopping Plaza has not developed any evidence of foul play. Longmeadow Fire Chief John Dearborn and State Fire Marshal Peter Ostrowski said that investigators from the Longmeadow Fire and Police Departments, along with the Massachusetts State Police Fire and Explosion Investigation Unit assigned to the State Fire Marshal's Office, other specialized state police units, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, have been working at the Maple Center Shopping Plaza fire since November 23rd. Given the extent of the damage, the investigation is extremely complicated, and a final determination on the cause of the fire may still take several weeks. The building, due to its age, was not required to have a fire sprinkler system or a full alarm system. Both would have helped reduce the level of damage the fire caused. Longmeadow currently working with the insurance companies to expedite the site cleanup, and that effort expected to begin very soon. The town's building commissioner and health agent will be involved in the cleanup process once the site is released at the conclusion of the on-site investigation. And evidence seized by the Greenfield Police, now being sold at auction on Friday. Would you like to have a solar power trailer? Well, according to the Greenfield Police Department, these items seized as evidence will be available for sale at Douglas Auctioneers beginning at 6 p.m. for tomorrow. They have a new pellet stove available. The police say that some of the items listed were not seized as evidence and do not belong to the City of Greenfield. Additional items include brewery items, dishwasher, dehumidifiers, assorted tools, a log splitter, furniture, art, and more. Well, this brings us to the end of our visit for today. Thank you very much for being with us and surveying the information happening in the region. We'll be back tomorrow for our Friday roundup of things and our leap into the weekend here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Our show will be available to you at 6 o'clock in the morning online and on demand for you to listen to it whenever you wish throughout the day and night. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.